1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in parts of El Dorado County, east of Sacramento, California. Evacuation orders are in place as firefighters struggle to get a wildfire under control. And crews are battling a large fire in the town of Oroville, also in Northern California. CBS's Elise Preston is there.
Here in Northern California, crews are trying to get a handle on the wildfire while also battling triple-digit temperatures. They're using a nearby reservoir to make water drops to help stop out this wildfire. But the dry and windy conditions are expected to stick around through the holiday weekend.
The fire has now grown to more than 5.5 square miles. At least 3 homes have been destroyed. The Prime Minister of Jamaica has declared his entire country a disaster area after a hurricane tore through the island. CBS's Tom Hansen is there.
Hurricane Beryl swiped the southern coast of Jamaica with such ferocity it ripped away roofs, downed power lines, and uprooted trees. Downgraded from a Category 4, Beryl still packed a powerful punch, bringing strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge, causing flooding and destruction across the western Caribbean island.
The storm is now headed to the Cayman Islands. The nation's birthday is a little more complicated than many of us know. CBS News correspondent Jennifer Kuiper has some little-known facts about July 4th.
We celebrate our independence on July 4th, but the colonies officially declared independence on July 2nd, 1776, not the 4th. Only two men signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, John Hancock and Charles Thompson. Wrapping up of signatures wasn't until August 2nd. Three U.S. presidents have died on Independence Day, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and James Monroe. Conversely, America's 30th president, Calvin Coolidge, was born on July 4th. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you were at an airport in the U.S. Wednesday, you saw how busy the nation's airlines were. CBS's Chris Van Cleef says just wait till Sunday.
Go ahead.
At the nation's airports, another very busy day. The TSA says it's planning to screen around 2.8 million people. Since May 23rd, the agency has seen 8 of its 10 busiest days ever. And Sunday is expected to break records, topping 3 million screened for the first time.
Many Americans are in the nation's capital for the holiday and all the fireworks, and now they're being told not to drink the water. The local water agency is telling everyone in D.C., the Pentagon, staff at Arlington National Cemetery, and people at Reagan National Airport to boil their water before they use it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he knows exactly what he means when Donald Trump remarked about what he called black jobs during last week's debate.
He's talking about black jobs, meaning all the things that blacks can do are manual labor, menial labor. That's what he's doing. That's how he looks at it.
You can hear Earl's entire interview with President Biden Thursday morning between 8 and 10 across the Civic Media Radio Network. The long holiday weekend starts with some long car rides for many in Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
AAA expects we'll set a new record here with 1.6 million people traveling in the Badger State. Remember to check 511. Construction projects are paused across the state, but there may still be lane closures in work zones.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks and their new draft picks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, A.J. Johnson and Tyler Smith, both just 19 years old. So why do the Bucks have six young, underdeveloped players on their roster right now? GM John Horst.
The balance is intentional. You know, we've got really great core depth at the top. We've got young veterans that can come in and help and contribute like they did last year, and we're going to add more to this team through free agency.
Baseball. The Brewers with a 4-3 win over the Rockies in Denver last night. Bryce Terang with a sacrifice fly to right, dropped by the Rockies' Hunter Goodman. Jeff Levering with the call, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Popped him up, shallow right, and the right fielder lost it. It's going to fall.
Chang hustling for second base, and he is in, and this game is tied.
The Brewers came up with walks to load the bases. Reese Hoskins beamed to force the winning run.
We didn't get the big hit. We pecked away like little woodpeckers and came up with enough.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. A partly cloudy sky, light winds near 60 degrees at sunrise. On the 4th, shower and thunderstorm chances, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs of the lower 80s, and those storms continue to around fireworks time. Currently 62 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
We're back next Monday with fresh shows. In the meantime, have a happy and safe Independence weekend, and remember the true blessings of our liberty.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Biden-Harris administration just announced 500 and how many million? 512? $512 million $504. They gave him $8 million extra credit. $504 million for a dozen. That's where the 12 came in. For a dozen tech hubs around the country as part of the CHIPS and Science Act. $41 million to the Elevate Quantum Tech Hub in Colorado, New Mexico. Also the Headwaters Hub in Montana, same amount, $51 million. For the Heartland Bioworks in Indiana, $51 million. For the IFAB Tech Hub in Illinois, $21 million. For the Nevada Tech Hub, $40 million. For the New York Smart Eye Corridor Tech Hub, not surprisingly, in New York. $44 million for the Regen Valley Tech Hub in New Hampshire. $45 million for the South Carolina Nexus for Advanced Resilient Energy in South Carolina and Georgia. $19 million for the South Florida Climate Ready Tech Hub. $51 million for the Sustainable Polymers Tech Hub in Ohio. $51 million for the Tulsa Tech Hub in Oklahoma. $51 million for the Wisconsin BioHealth Tech Hub. So the accomplishment that was the CHIPS Act is meaningful. The strategy to invest in the economy rather than only to deregulate it and cut it down is meaningful. The decision to understand, the recognition, the understanding that modern day infrastructure, that future infrastructure is in fact technological infrastructure, and doing that around the country, making sure that doesn't only happen in Silicon Valley, doesn't only happen in particular portions, but that's ways for lots of boats to be elevated, things to be lauded. Something else I think you might have heard. You didn't only hear blue states. You didn't only hear pork coming from a president to try to win even in swing states. You heard places where there are competitive processes to make sure that the best projects had a chance, making sure that it's not only who you know, but also what you know, not only who you're in favor with, but what you're in favor of, and trying to push for something that's better for the nation, not only better for some power game. These are things that I think we want out of the White House. It's kind of nerdy stuff. But I'm pro-science, and I think a bunch of you are also. We've been doing the two signs game thanks to John. Pretty sure it was John who offered the idea, if you're going to have a blue sign that had a message and a red sign that had a contra message, you are going to put it on your yard. What would be the three-word wording on each sign? Let's go to Ian. Oh, we lost Ian. Let's go to CW, who's got one from Elkin, North Carolina. Go ahead, CW.
Hey, Jefferson. Good to see you. In fact, I ordered some bumper stickers about 2 years ago that say it's the Supreme Court, damn it. But now, since their recent ruling, I think we need to come up with it's the Supreme Court, by God. And also, to any female in North Carolina that votes for Mark Robinson for governor, I wish they would just go on and move the hell to Alabama or Mississippi.
All right, CW, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jerry from Maryland.
Hi, this is Gary from Maryland.
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Pretty good there. You were talking about three things on signs.
This was John's idea, that you'd have sort of these lawn signs. His idea was you could have Biden for president, Trump for dictator. You could have ban assault weapons on a blue sign and more assault weapons on a red sign. This was the idea. What are your idea for signs, Gary?
Yeah, it's almost something like the thing from the 1940s, the Burma Shapes company.
Exactly.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, it's pretty similar to. It has some resonance with the Burma Shave campaign.
And it's a very powerful, it was a pair of powerful advertising campaign, and it would be a very powerful political campaign sign.
I agree. Go ahead.
I do have one, very simple.
Great.
Just on one sign, Trump is taking away the other signs, Medicare. Other sign, Social Security. Another sign, our personal freedom.
I appreciate the call. I wrote them down.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Going to Christine from Madison. I'll stay right here.
Hi. Hi, Jeff. On the blue sign, I would have Joe: I care. On the red sign, I would have Trump: and then a mass of alphabetic letters scrambled upside down, sideways, every which way, so you can't tell what the hell he's saying.
Christine, thank you very much for your call.
Can I tell you something else?
Please.
How I came about that idea. When we were in the Capitol during the uprising and Walker was arresting us for singing and signs, the cops were writing down what our signs were saying. That's how I got the idea of putting the letters this way, that way, this way, that way, and the cops were just befuddled. They couldn't tell what I was saying.
There you go. All right. Let's go to Brian from Middletown, New Jersey, I believe.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. My sign would say, Joe Biden, don't inject disinfectant. And the reason I bring this up is that one thing Trump is getting a free pass on is his criminal mismanagement of the worst crisis that has hit this country in 100 years. The COVID, what I call now the Trump-demic, because it was all about him, lack of PPE equipment, lack of tested equipment, lies from the beginning, an admonition to inject disinfectant. This guy is he's not only incompetent, he's corrupt, and he's unlucky. Every Republican president since Hoover has had a recession. If you vote Trump back in, you get a recession in a play. Two for the price of one.
Yeah, I think there's very strong odds of that. Here's my question. If you had the, actually, before I ask my question, I want to amplify further. Yeah, somehow, it doesn't get brought up all the time. And that's a function of the imperfect media that we have, and I'm saying it politely, that it's not reminded with some frequency that 1 million people had died, and estimates are that 500,000 of them didn't have to. That we had significant loss of life because of the ham-fisted approach, because the slow and dishonest approach, because the, oh yeah, maybe we could inject disinfectant into our bloodstreams approach of the madman former would-be king. But here's my question. Your blue sign was don't inject disinfectant. I agree with that. What would the red sign be? Would it be like, maybe? I'm trying to think. What would be the contra-red sign to the don't inject disinfectant sign?
Give it a try.
All right. Thanks, man. All right. Let's go to Gregory from Ventura.
Hey, Jefferson. I was thinking, you know, it's one thing for, like, the voters, what is it, bar the 10 or 5 now want Biden to step aside. But when congressmen, which some have now, and governors or senators, they start asking this, and it doesn't happen, I just want to throw it out there. The 25th Amendment... You know, Harris would become president, making her the first female president, also black. And, you know, it's there in the mechanisms of our workings of our country. It's a, I don't know, maybe a Hail Mary, but it's another avenue, another hypothetical, perhaps, because a lot of people are worried. You know, we don't want the creature from the Orange Lagoon to become president again. So I'm just thinking of other alternatives, I guess.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Gregory. And here's my thought. And this is maybe more cogent, or at least a cogent thought that I can offer. Hopefully I've offered a few others. That I guess I don't care that much if for my vote, because that's all I get to decide, right? I get to decide my vote. I don't care that much, I care a little bit, but not that much, about a president's ability to debate. I don't care that much. I do care about a president's ability to be president. And I do think that the president and the president's family and the president's cabinet should have confidence that the president has the capability to be president. And that is a legitimate thing to do in the run-up before the convention, to be sure. But let's also put this in some perspective. It's only been until relatively recent times that American voters even knew what their president sounded like, much less looked like in three-dimensional space on a TV interview. It's actually relatively, we had a century in this country where presidents were elected basically sight unseen, where you were relying upon the judgments of those around them to say, can this guy do the job? The best evidence of this president being able to do the job is, in fact, the job he has done. But you raising the question of the 25th Amendment, raising the question of the cabinet being in the position to make the decision that the president is fit or unfit for service, I would be interested in cabinet members' evaluation of the president's fitness to do the job. We want a president who's fit to do the job. I'm less concerned, though, about his ability to perform at nighttime after antihistamine when he is sick, responding to a serial liar and debate moderators who
don't. I feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy, because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. For some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely going to budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you could pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is they're powerful for healthy blood pressure, and that's something we need. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and COQ10. We feel like we're doing something really good for our blood pressure and heart health when we take them. Plus, there are no pills to swallow, and they taste great. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure, than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy COQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advance and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats.com, code TOM. We're back. By the way, to our international listeners, important election tomorrow in Great Britain, in England, where it looks like, knock on some wood, the Conservative Party may stand to lose and maybe lose big. They have been in control of the country for 14 years. They oversaw Brexit, a historic mistake, also supported by Russian bots, also supported by global oligarchs, also supported by people who would like to disrupt, dismantle, and undermine the Western alliance, and probably democracy itself. So hopefully people are on the side of the middle class, on the side of science, on the side of a more united Western alliance, and who are patriots. Hopefully they'll be victorious on July 4th. And that could be something to celebrate. It's nice when the pro-democracy folks win in other countries as well, including the country that we will celebrate our independence from. Let's go straight back to your calls. Let's go to Rev from Guilford, Connecticut. Go ahead, Rev.
Yes, on the sign, Cox, Miller, Hadley. If you don't know those names, look them up, all right? Everyone, please, hi there. First, hi, Jefferson. How you doing? You're doing fantastic and great. And hi to your dad, too. He's wonderful the other week also. He's great.
Thanks, man.
Here, everybody, please take out a pen. How can we create a blue ocean? Okay, Bishop Barber, write this down.
I'm writing it down.
The Poor People's Campaign.org, all right? Bishop Barber and Reverend Lizio Harris, they're activating 15 million poor and low-wealth Americans who are registered who don't vote. There are 66 million poor whites. He has taken up the banner of Dr. King. Dr. King's not with us because of the Poor People's Campaign. Okay, had nothing to do with civil rights. All right? He, in building a multiracial, multicultural coalition, go to the Poor People's Campaign and help them. Help them call voters. They're registering. They're making people, 15 million people out, come out to vote. They are the swing vote. We are the swing vote. The Poor People's Campaign. He was on Joe Reed last night. Next thing, Hadley. Let me just talk about Hadley. President Biden and the Democrats, you got to get the Hadley ad out. Now, VP Harris was on MSNBC last week with Hadley. Who is Hadley? She's the one that made the ad for a Democratic governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear, where he won the election in Kentucky as governor. What did she say? Well, at 12 years old, she was raped by her stepfather, and she talked about the need to have women having a choice. They need to have her do an ad and include how Republicans have a war on women and they're against IVF. The Southern Baptists, who were in favor of slavery, who later apologized, they just passed a resolution against IVF. You got to get this out to the women in America, especially your white Republican women. Cox, she was bleeding out and had to leave Texas. Miller, she was, I think, bleeding out over in or had a bad pregnancy and had to leave Idaho. You need to bring this up. Now, about Biden Harris.
We've got.
Going to be Biden Harris.
You got 10 more seconds. I got to get to another call. You got a great call far, Rev. You got to wrap it up.
If Harris is not on that ticket, you're going to lose the black woman vote. She's not president. You're going to lose a black woman vote and a black vote. So there's a whole lot of mess going on. So it's either Biden Harris or Harris Biden. Thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you, Rev. Bye. It's a great call. Want to agree with how much time? We want to agree with some key points. First of all, big shout out. I've had the honor of interviewing Reverend Barber on this program and talking about the Poor People's Campaign. It is one of the most moral and most strategic efforts in American politics. Heck yes to that shout out. Second, the Cox, Miller, Hadley. When you just said the word Cox and then you didn't finish it up, there were question marks raised in the studio. But Cox, Miller, Hadley, making it clear that we've got to make the case on women's right to choose. Not only yes, but heck yes. And the people who are saying, oh, there should be a, and in fact, it's a question somebody asked. Why is it that Trump? That there hasn't been a different alternative to Trump. Why is it that Biden decided not to be a one-term president, decided to run again? Here's what I think. I think it does have to do with Kamala Harris's poll numbers not being where maybe Biden and Harris thought they would be. And that is significant, and I'm not blaming Kamala for that. In fact, I'm blaming a right-wing campaign that tried to push against her and effectively pushed against her from the moment, even before the election, was trying to say, oh yeah, you might like Joe Biden, but you're not going to like Kamala Harris, and they use racist and sexist tropes and memes in order to do that. In fact, I had a friend send me one of them. I've talked about that before. This campaign started early against Kamala Harris. And here, throughout everybody say, oh, let's just have an open primary. Understand what would happen, that the Democratic coalition ain't just a white coalition. It can't be just a white coalition. It's got to be multiracial. It's got to be multireligious. It's got to be multiethnic. It is not monotheistic or monochromatic. That is the essence of our movement, is that we have a mingled essence. That's what makes us strong. And that if we just toppled right now, if we just set aside who was second in line, the first person who could be the first black woman vice president, and she didn't become the nominee, what would that do for Democratic unity? I hope there'd be people who say, hey, no matter who the nominee is, let's check the box, right? Let's click the vote. But what would that do to the understanding of who our coalition is, who we're lifting up, who wields power? It's not as easy as some of the critics of Biden think. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I appreciate that you're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Your calls and the big, big finish coming up after the break.
Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom,
right.
T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson, thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. There's not much to celebrate this 4th of July in the Northern California town of Oroville, where a huge wildfire has destroyed homes and caused thousands of people to evacuate. CBS's Elise Preston is there.
Area fireworks shows have been canceled, but crews are concerned that people may illegally set off fireworks over the weekend, and that could make already dangerous conditions even worse.
A powerful hurricane caused damage in Barbados. This man says some boats are still underwater.
All the vessels in here have damage. All have damage. Structural damage, but we got a good few vessels that is underwater. We don't know how much the total is right now, but we estimate about 30 or maybe 40 vessels is underwater.
People in the nation's capital are being told to boil their water before drinking it. The local water agency says it issued the advisory because of a drop in the water supply. Also affected the Pentagon and Reagan National Airport. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are ramping up again for money to clean up PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
Governor Tony Evers is turning up the pressure on state lawmakers to release $125 million for PFAS pollution cleanup.
It could be released today if the Joint Finance Committee wanted to do that. For some reason, they seem that it, in their world, it is more important for them to make no one accountable for this.
Lawmakers are countering that the governor vetoed their plan to spend that money. I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin is getting $49 million to boost its biohealth industry. Wisconsin aims to create 30,000 biotech jobs and become a global leader in personalized medicine in the next decade. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, a partly cloudy sky, light winds near 60 degrees at sunrise. On the 4th, shower and thunderstorm chances, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs of the lower 80s, and those storms continue to around fireworks time. Currently 62 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Hope you all are having a fantastic July 4th holiday weekend. Don't worry, I'll be back at it come Monday. You won't want to miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
AGEs are advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower, older than they are. Might not perform as well in a presidential debate. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high pressures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients. Tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. And what's more, you can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend. Receive a free bag of Cod Crispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Again, text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Take care of them during the 4th of July. All right, folks, we're going to get through our signs, but Emmanuel is back with us. Emmanuel, we're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to kind of put things in perspective. We have nominated President Biden to be be on the ballot in November. Secondly, for those who want to whine and cry and about his age, I remember on June 3rd, 1969, I was on board USS Walk DD-723 in the Philippine Sea, and Donald Trump was at home hiding under the bed. He was a coward then, he's a coward now, and I will do everything in my power to encourage enough people to get up, shut up, quit whining, read Project 2025, and do what you got to do to save this country. I have great grandchildren that I'm fighting for. I don't care about me anymore. I'm old, but I do care about my country. Everybody have a nice day, but get off your butts and quit whining. Thank you.
Emmanuel, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Something I do want to say, something we can do this 4th of July. I would ask that when you're gathered with families or friends, or if you go to something and you wander by a stranger, encourage them to listen to and watch this program. I'll be back with you next week. One of the things we are going to be doing is talking about youth voter strategy, something that's kind of how I started out, was working with youth voters. I was younger at the time when I did it, and would love to hear from some of them to talk about how we can work on youth voter strategies, not only with respect to the White House, maybe even not primarily for the White House, but also down ballot, also closer to people's homes. And if people are interested, I also can give some of the lessons that I learned from over a decade of digging into the research, of working on things with my own hands, working with some of the smartest people around on winning races, on supporting ballot initiatives, on supporting and opposing ballot initiatives, and on registering voters and engaging, including new voters. And that's something that would be fun to talk about next week. I do want to talk about next week, and would love it if you thought about, you talk about, you've got grandchildren not doing this for yourself anymore. I would invite them to listen and watch, to join us next week. They can do it if they have time during lunch hour, if they got a little break, they got a little bit of time. And what's more, if somebody's a new caller, truly a young caller, maybe somebody who's got a job, they work, they don't have a time to tune in for the entirety of the show, if you tell the call screener that, please do tell the truth. We'll try to prioritize them so we have a chance to engage them directly. So I would ask, please do ask your family members, ask your friends, ask the Next Generation Inclusive to participate in this community, to watch this program. program to tune in to check it out, to give us three chances. Maybe I'll suck the first time, but I bet three times will say something that'll help them out. All right, let's go straight to Bill from Union Pier. I think, Bill, you got two signs.
Yes, I have two signs, and they're mainly image with text. They're an image of a formal tie, tied around a shirt and jacket. The image on the left is the tie perfectly tied and straight and proper. The image on the right is a tie that's tied and it's scrambled, it's messed up, it's frustrated. And the words are simply this. On the one on the left, it says Biden ties. On the right, it goes Trump dot dot dot. That's my proposal.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Let's go to Loretta from Lubbock, Texas. Loretta, you're on the air.
Hey. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Okay. Two-sided sign. The left side in red is Trump, the scarlet uterus.
Okay. And what's the blue side?
Picture. The blue side is Biden, the loving heart.
Thank you very much, Loretta, for your sign. Let's go to Jeff from Portland, not to be confused with Jeff from Portland. Go on.
Hey, happy pre-4th of July, Jefferson. Shout out to you, Tom, the crew, Louise, and all my fellow listeners and callers for being true patriots in the best sense of the word. And Jeff, I've heard a lot of excuses for the debate. Some are very real and legitimate, some are not. And that's not unlike after we lost the 2016 election. This year, 2024, is different in that we must not lose. No excuses are going to bring back democracy if we lose. So, you know, if President Biden had been winning before the debate, I would say stay the course, weather the storm. The facts are he's down. A new poll has him down by 6 or 7, whereas in the same poll, Kamala Harris is only down by 2. So, you know, given that we must absolutely win Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, I say it's time for the president to honorably step aside for his vice president. And I believe Kamala's best choice for a running mate is Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So my blue sign is Harris Whitmer 2024. My red sign is neo-Confederate fascism. And, you know, Mexico just elected its first woman president. We can too. Si se puede. Thanks, Jeff. What do you say?
Jeff, thanks for the call. I'm going to keep going speed round so we can get through. People have been waiting patiently before the long weekend. Let's go to Sean from Hillsboro, New Jersey. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. So I feel like the writing is definitely on the wall. And I saw that President Biden came out today and said, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. I'm the leader of the Democratic Party. And it's very frustrating to me because, like your previous caller just said, he was behind in the polls before the debate. Since the debate, it has just gotten worse for the president. And I voted for him in 2020. He's been one of the most consequential presidents of not just my lifetime, but the past, you know, half century. He's done so many great things for this country, but it's time to step aside. And he has the opportunity to effectively step aside and pick his successor in Kamala Harris. She would be a fantastic candidate who, if you put her on a stage with Donald Trump at a debate, the contrast would be so stark between confidence and somebody who has a real vision for this, for the future of this country, and the absolute psychopath that Donald Trump is. And it's very frustrating to me that you have Jamie Harrison out there. You have other leaders in the Democratic Party that seem to want to gaslight people who saw what they saw in the debate, heard what they heard, and say, oh, no, let's stay the course, when clearly the course is driving us off of a cliff if he loses in November. And frankly, I've been a lifelong Democrat. If the Democratic Party loses in November, I'm going to be very angry at them, because there is a clear path to avoid disaster. And if we don't take it, I fear that we're doomed.
Sean, I appreciate the call. So my agreement, I think there's cause for concern. My disagreement is I don't think we have a clear path. I think that strongly overestimates, strongly overstates. I mean, even in the text of your eloquent critique, you said, well, Biden in the most recent poll, after the biggest media cascade against him after the worst day of any campaign he's ever done, he's down 6 points. And you say, oh, and Kamala's only down 2. That does not project to me that there is a clear path to victory. To me, it demonstrates there's a clear path, there's an unclear path to victory, no matter what the course of action. I understand your point would be you think there's a lower risk if there's a candidate other than Joe Biden. That's a very fair view, and I don't strongly disagree. I do think, though, that it's much less unequivocal than the critics of the president suggest. Let me give you another chance to tell me why I'm stupid, and then I have another thing I want to say.
I don't think you're stupid. I think you make a very good point. But when you also look at Pell Ground state polling, I mean, Biden's getting creamed in Pell Ground state polling as well.
Yeah.
I also think that if Kamala
they're about
Harris
to cut you off. They're about to cut you off, and it's because of the timing.
The energy that you would see from the Democratic Party if it was Kamala Harris and from independent voters, I think would be outstanding and would drive us to victory in November.
I hear that. Here's the thing I want to say to you. Don't be mad. Build the party you want to see, not only now but in the long term. Also work locally. That's the key point I want to make.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We can't only be voters and decision makers and watchers. We have to be builders, including the next generation. The burden is on us. We got to make the party we want to see.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasson Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about
milk
that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Time for speed round. Let's go to Patrick from West LA. You're on the air, Patrick.
Yeah, thanks for the time. Well, my theory is that the Supreme Court justices are actually being paid, and I'm not talking about tchotchkes like trips and buses and stuff like that. I'm talking about real money. And when I say that, what I mean is that they we would never know if an oligarch had a lawyer go into a Swiss bank and open up a $10 million account and drop dollars in there and put the names of one of these people on the account. They are acting as though they are really being paid real dollars, big dollars.
Yeah, thanks, Patrick.
Tell me what you think.
Yeah, that is not. I don't mean to sound Pollyannish. That is not my primary concern. My primary concern is not that they're being bribed for decisions, nor is it my expectation. I think Clarence Thomas is a weird case. There should be accountability for that. It is deeply inappropriate. I think my bigger concern, getting a lifetime appointment to Supreme Court seat, getting to be lauded and paraded around in conservative circles like a historic hero, that's a pretty good reward. The concern I have is not the day-to-day bribery. The concern I have is the vast movement building that has begat, unchecked, far too little covered by major media. They don't understand the apparatus that has been wielding power in this country for a while. They haven't covered it. They look at the near-term thing, the easy thing to analyze, rather than the harder thing to analyze, which is how the power dynamics are working. I'm more concerned about those power dynamics than I am about individual bribery dynamics, even though I know the second is more sort of headline worthy when those things happen, including the Clarence Thomas case. Let's go to David from Columbus.
Hello?
Yep.
Hi. I just think that all this complaining is nonsense about Biden. I think he did a good job. He wasn't great, but CNN's going to make him look bad. And did you listen to Reverend Warnock talk about this on Sunday?
I know about his Face the Nation appearance. I did not watch.
He was really good. He laid everything out in a logical way. He said, we have a candidate. Trump has proved himself to be a liar, and Biden has proven himself to be a good president. And what else do we need? You don't throw somebody out in the middle of the election. That's nonsense. There's other things we need to think about. I think the Supreme Court, global warming, there's plenty of problems we have, and it's not Biden. And I think we need to talk about that more.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Let's hear from Doogie. Doogie, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. President. I hope you have a good holiday.
I got 2 points really quick. Dems lost me in 2017 when they ganged up on Al Franken and ousted him. Now they're ganging up on Biden. What is wrong with Democrats? Republicans support their guy unconditionally, and it's time for Dems to stop this mess and support Joe Done Deal. See, in 2016, I remember 2020 or 60 Minutes, they stopped in a rural diner during the election and asked the married couple if they would vote for Hillary, and the wife said no, because she said a woman doesn't belong in a position of power. People need to realize what these females are still thinking. There's people that still think like this. I believe Kamala Harris would lose to Trump.
I don't know if Kamala Harris would lose or not. I would be proud to vote for her. I do think that folks who think it's an easy and clear path overstate the case. I think it's a hard path either way. And because it's a hard path, I think we sometimes want to make it easy. We say, oh, it's a little bit like what happens in police departments. I know it's a weird analogy. People get grumpy to police departments and say, oh, so let's oust the chief. So they have lots of turnover at the chief, not recognizing almost every police chief has gone through de-escalation training, has gone through mental health training, is relatively aware of sort of DEI principles, is like trying to do a good job. The vast majority of urban chiefs in this country, that usually when police departments have a challenge, it's a more complex challenge that has a little more to do with like shift sergeants, etc. And that's a harder thing to deal with. Similarly, in our political party, the biggest challenge is not who happens to be the presidential candidate. I know it seems like the biggest problem, but it's not the only thing to fixate on. We've got to build a movement from the bottom up, brick by brick, and each of us have the responsibility. Sometimes we like to put all the responsibility on somebody else, because it makes us feel better. It's like, oh, well, let's just blame blank because that makes it easier on us. Each of us got a role to play. At least that's my view. And I, by the way, honor people who are willing to play some of that role. Don, you're on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. Good afternoon. Reference the contrary signage for Biden versus Trump. I heard a conversation between Katie Porter, U.S. House Rep, and Stephanie Ruhle back in 2022. Katie Porter made this comment. She says, Joe Biden is about abundance. She says the Democrats are about abundance. And I had never heard anybody in the Democratic Party speak about that before.
Well, Don, I appreciate it very much. We got 30 seconds left in this whole show, and you get to be the last call. I want to say thank you, and I want to wish you a happy 4th of July. Tomorrow is a time that if you're in England, you'll vote. In England, there'll be an important election. In this country, we'll have a chance to think about this country. I hope we understand, I hope we consider the United States as a redemption story, as a chance for each generation to try to do a little bit better. And I don't just mean economically. I mean morally, I mean small d democratically, maybe big d democratically, to try to progress our future to a better one. I hope that we think about in our own lives how we can do that, how we can do that in our own communities. I do hope that we will talk to our families and talk to our friends about the state of democracy. I hope we won't only fixate on the presidency. I hope we won't even only fixate on Donald Trump. I hope we'll think about what's happening in our state legislative races, what's happening in our assembly races, what's happening in the building blocks that are making sure that a woman has a right to choose, even if the decision is left to states. I hope that each of us adopt our own responsibility to be the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. And you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. With you, you've got a chance. And we got to build that chance and build upon that chance. We got to do it year after year and day after day. Let's honor this country tomorrow, and let's honor you tomorrow. I'm honored to spend this time with you. I'll be with you next week.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's,
or enter the code Hartman, the two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is the 4th of July. We are off, but we do have a specially curated best of special for you tomorrow. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by